Let's explore some fascinating corporate developments that signal major shifts in business strategy and market positioning. Bosch, the German industrial giant, is targeting 1 billion euros in humanoid robot revenue as they pivot away from their traditional automotive parts business, which is struggling with slim margins and intense competition.
Bosch's move into humanoid robotics represents a significant strategic bet because they're essentially wagering that robots will become a mass market within the next decade. 1 billion euros in revenue suggests they're planning to sell either very expensive robots to industrial customers or moderately priced robots in large volumes to consumers and small businesses.
The automotive industry pressure driving this pivot is real. Traditional auto parts suppliers face margin compression as electric vehicles require fewer components, and Chinese manufacturers are offering competitive alternatives at lower prices. Bosch needs to find new revenue streams that leverage their engineering expertise but aren't subject to the same commoditization pressures.
Tesla's robotaxi program provides a cautionary tale about ambitious technology promises. A year after launch, their fleet remains stuck under 60 vehicles, which is far below the scale needed for meaningful commercial operations. This suggests that even companies with significant autonomous vehicle expertise are finding real-world deployment more challenging than anticipated.
The Tesla robotaxi struggles are particularly significant because the company has been promising full autonomous driving capabilities for years. Having fewer than 60 operational vehicles after a full year indicates either serious technical challenges with the autonomous driving software or regulatory hurdles that are preventing broader deployment.
Shopify is facing accusations of gaming. I search results through what The Atlantic reports as at least 60 best-of blog posts that consistently rank Shopify's platform first. This represents a new form of search engine optimization specifically designed to influence iChatbot recommendations rather than traditional Google searches.
The Shopify situation highlights how AI recommendation systems can be manipulated through content marketing strategies. Unlike traditional SEO, which targets specific keywords and page rankings, these AI-focused content strategies aim to create authoritative-seeming sources that language models will reference when users ask for product recommendations.
We're seeing interesting developments in AI infrastructure costs, with new AI security startup Pi exiting stealth mode with $35 million in funding and a $100 million valuation. The high valuation relative to funding suggests investors believe AI security will become a massive market as artificial intelligence deployment accelerates.
Spotify's content moderation efforts reveal the scale of platform management challenges. Senator Maggie Hassan reports that Spotify removed 57,000 drug-peddling podcast episodes after congressional inquiry. These weren't legitimate podcasts, but fake content promoting illegal online pharmacies, showing how platforms struggle with automated content abuse.
The Spotify situation demonstrates how criminals are exploiting podcast platforms because they receive less scrutiny than traditional websites or social media. Creating thousands of fake podcast episodes is relatively easy, and they can reach users through podcast apps and voice assistants in ways that bypass conventional content filtering systems.
Pension B is warning that 2032 retirees could face a $1,3780 gap due to projected Social Security cuts. This represents a massive retirement security crisis that could affect millions of Americans who are counting on Social Security benefits that may not be fully funded under current law.
The Social Security funding gap reflects the broader demographic challenge of aging populations and declining birth rates. When Social Security was designed, there were multiple workers for every retiree, but that ratio has shifted dramatically. Without legislative intervention, the trust fund is projected to be depleted by 2032, triggering automatic benefit cuts.
Now, let's take a step back and consider something we've been quite confident about throughout today's discussion. Our assumption that the current AI boom represents sustainable technological progress rather than a speculative bubble. What if we're wrong about this fundamental premise? What if the rapid valuations, massive investments, and transformative promises around AI turn out to be overblown?
That's a fascinating question, Marcus. We've seen OpenAI preparing for a public offering, and Anthropic pledging hundreds of millions for AI safety research. But these could be signs of a market peak rather than sustainable growth. The venture capital pouring into AI routing startups because of spiraling token costs might actually indicate that the technology is hitting fundamental economic constraints rather than achieving cost efficiencies.
Exactly. If AI systems remain prohibitively expensive to operate at scale, then many of the promised applications, from autonomous vehicles to universal AI assistants, might not be economically viable. Tesla's robotaxi program, struggling with fewer than 60 vehicles, could be a canary in the coal mine, showing that real-world AI deployment faces challenges that laboratory demonstrations don't capture.
The key indicator to watch would be AI companies' path to profitability once they go public. If OpenAI's IPO reveals that they're burning cash faster than they're generating sustainable revenue, despite having the most successful AI product in ChatGPT, that would suggest the entire sector might be built on unsustainable economics. We should also watch whether the massive data center investments actually translate into profitable AI services or just create expensive infrastructure with limited commercial applications.